You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I'm pleased to be joined in this edition with the BGCO's State Evangelism Director, Tim Gentry. Howdy, Tim.
How are you doing?
Great. Now, Jesus came with a message about his followers serving just like he did. There is an exciting event coming up right here in Oklahoma that I want to tell all our listeners about, called the State Evangelism Conference. Tell us a little bit about the conference. When is it? Where is it? And what will the attendees experience?
Well, it starts with a theme that comes right from Jesus. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And so we see just that perfect combination of the serving and the telling the gospel story, which is what the ransom is all about. It'll happen January 28, 29 at Southern Hills Baptist Church here in Oklahoma City. And we're really excited about all the different components that we have for the conference.
Now, there's some big name speakers and great ministry experts and leaders coming. Who are some that you could talk about?
Most people recognize Rock Collins. He was preaching last year at the conference, and the response was so great. I prayed and just felt like we need to ask him to come back. And so Rock Collins will be there Monday night and then Tuesday afternoon. Dr. Tony Evans, well-known pastor down in Dallas, will be there on Tuesday night. We have Steve Stroop, has a great ministry just east of Dallas in Rockwell, Texas. And then we've got some state pastors as well. So I think there are going to be some guys that can really bring it.
Great lineup. And what is the cost?
There is no cost. This is supported through the cooperative program gifts. And so you would go to another conference like this and pay $7,500, $125. This one is absolutely free.
Now, is there a web link where people could go and see the schedule, see the lineup of speakers?
Yes. I mean, more information than you would probably want to know about the conference at bgco.org/SCC 2012. Now, there's no cost for the conference, but we are registering people. There will be a registration packet that'll have the program, that'll have a couple of books, one by Steve Stroop, just a lot of good information that'll just help us communicate better for the conference and plan for the conference.
Great. Now, in addition to the group times, there is going to be music. There also will be these breakout sessions. Talk about that, the idea behind it, and maybe preview some of them.
Well, there's always the challenge of what is the conference purpose? And we really have, you know, after many, many talks and prayer, the dual purpose is to inspire, to really challenge pastors and lay leaders, but also to equip and to have a practical side. And so I believe anybody that comes, they're going to be charged up, have a fresh commitment to the Lord about sharing Christ, and then they're going to have some takeaways that in the next week, in the next month, they'll be able to implement in their personal lives and in their church.
That's fantastic. Again, bgco.org/SCC. Tim, part of the initiative that will come out of this through the My316 evangelism emphasis is this idea of Serve Oklahoma. Give our listeners a preview of what that will be, what that will look like, and what that could mean for our state.
Serve Oklahoma is our initiative for the next few years. It ties right in with Dr. Jordan's initiative on Sunday school, because Serve Oklahoma will happen through Sunday schools and small groups. Basically, it's about being the church instead of doing church. It's about mobilizing believers to get outside the walls of the church building and then organizing a day of service and then have that develop into a season of service in their community. And that's where it would really take place, through the Sunday schools or small groups, and then sharing the church's story with the messenger.
Absolutely. And in the pages of the messenger on our website, and even through this podcast, throughout 2013, there will be amazing stories of churches who took this charge seriously, empowered by the Holy Spirit, reached their community, serving like Jesus. Tim, I want to thank you for putting together all this conference. I know you and your team have spent a lot of hard work, and I would encourage everyone to set this aside on your calendar. One thing more, there is a pre-event prayer time set aside,
yes,
and I want to let everyone know about that. Talk about that.
Some have heard the term solemn assembly. That's what it's going to be. It's called Return to Me. And it's going to be led by Dr. Greg Frizzell, our specialist for prayer and spiritual awakening. We're calling people together. Dr. Jordan has issued the call that Sunday evening prior to the conference, January 27th, that we would gather at Southern Hills from 5:30 to 7. Who knows what may happen? We may go longer than that, but we're planning 5:30 to 7. We're not going to talk about prayer. We're going to pray. And we're encouraging churches to let their services out on Sunday night. If they're logistically able to get here in the Oklahoma City area at Southern Hills, Sunday the 27th, 5:30 to 7.
That's great. And we'll end on a note of prayer here, if I could. Sometimes in our podcast, we do that. And I think it'd be appropriate here to pray for the conference and to pray people will respond and serve like Jesus. Tim, would you lead us in that
sure.
to finish the program?
Father, I pray, as I have many times, that one, you give us great weather, because we know that could keep people away. The other, I pray that in every church there would be a champion stand up and say, Pastor, you need to go to this conference. Matter of fact, Pastor, I'll go with you. We'll provide the money. We'll let you know that you're free to leave the church field, because we know this will impact you and your ministry and our own church, and through that, even impacting our local community. And that even now, Father, you are stirring the preachers that are going to be coming to the conference, that not just at the conference, but today they'll have a fresh word from you and a fresh obedience to you. And that through this conference, our entire state will be impacted with the gospel. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Tim, and blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.